I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Former Alabama First Lady Diane Bentley told a judge that she and her husband's likes, dislikes, and lifestyles have become so different that it caused discord and arguments in their home. Her sworn testimony was unsealed today with other documents in Governor Robert Bentley's divorce. Diane Bentley says she and the governor had become incompatible and that a divorce was in the best interest of their family. A judge signed the divorce decree ending the couple's 50-year marriage. Diane Bentley filed for divorce last month. The couple reached a settlement agreement dividing their financial assets. Diane Bentley will get possession of the couple's two beach houses. The governor will retain possession of their Tuscaloosa home and his family's homestead property in Shelby County. A special election will be held in Limestone County today to fill a vacant state representative seat. Democrat Henry White and Republicans Ronnie Kaufman, Danny Crawford, Mike Chrysalis, Jerry Hill, and Chris Seibert will be running in the District 5 election. John Merrill is Alabama's Secretary of State. He says the special election came about due to an unfortunate circumstance.
Special election in Limestone County is being held, unfortunately, due to the untimely death of my former colleague, State Representative Dan Williams from Athens. When Representative Williams passed away, it created a vacancy.
Voters have until 7 o'clock tonight to cast their vote. The results will be posted online at alabamavotes.gov. Students will be voting today and tomorrow at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. They will be deciding on whether or not to increase the student activity fee on campus by $25. The money would help fund three recently reinstated sports programs. Garrett Steffens is the USGA president at UAB. He says a show of solidarity is important.
It shows everyone that's watched this situation unfold, showing them that the students are willing to take ownership and take account of sports and the overall student experience at UAB. So it sends a strong message, and it shows them that students are on board and willing to support the three sports.
Steffens says the student body is excited to have the football, bowling, and rifle programs back. In the past, the student body was criticized for not backing the school's athletic programs. Cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-60s. A 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 70s. The time is 4:35. Reporting for APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.